Welcome back to Louisville Slugger Field here in Louisville, Kentucky. It's Jeff Embeck with you. Sounds on Deck presented by Pepsi. Today the Sounds continue their series here in Louisville and joined by left-hander Robert Gasser in anticipation, Robert, of a season debut that I know is overdue for you. Your excitement level could be described as how for your season debut tomorrow?
Very excited. You know, it's so good to be back playing for the Sounds. Right when I got back, I was just immediately excited, and you know, just the environment and the atmosphere and the guys here are great, so I'm really excited.
Getting over bone spurs in your left elbow toward the end of spring training, describe what you literally were feeling and what you did to try to get over that and get ready as quickly as you could.
You know, pitching in games was fine. It was more so the days after, and the recovery was just didn't feel normal. You know, it was just a little more tightness than usual. So, you know, I initially thought it was muscle stuff, but you know, after trying to work through it, I just realized that it's probably best to say something, and you know, glad we worked it out and got through it quickly, and you know, we're here pretty early, so I'm happy about that.
You use the phrase "as usual." It's a good reminder for folks, like, you guys know your bodies well and you're always trying to figure out, all right, this is normal, what's not normal. Describe what that's like, because it's not always easy, I would think.
Yeah, I mean, you know, normal soreness for me is, you know, I feel it in the shoulder and the lat, but this time it was just my forearm and wrists were a little more sore than normal. You know, just throwing and getting into layback wasn't as comfortable as it should be. But, you know, obviously you're going to be sore. You know, as a starter, I feel like you get 5 days of not feeling good, and then, you know, every sixth day, you know, you feel good and you pitch, and then it's, you know, the same cycle. But,
yeah,
you know, this one was just a little different, especially, you know, not really built up completely yet. So, yeah.
Yeah, I know it was a few days ago you worked, what, about 3 innings out in Arizona. What happened in that outing that told you that you're ready for this?
You know, it was, like I said, it wasn't really the games. It's just the days after. So I was recovering well after my first spring outing. And then I went out there for that one on, you know, 5 days rest, which is, you know, shorter than typical, but, you know, good for the buildup. And, you know, I felt really good that whole week. And, you know, went out there and my arm felt good the whole time. You know, and I wasn't really worried about my arm. It was more so I was competing and trying to pitch. So that was kind of that mental clarity I needed to, you know, not really think about, you know, throwing and how my elbow felt, but just like play. So
how tough did it feel to watch everybody leave for their opening days all over the country and you stay back? That cannot be fun.
No, yeah, it was, especially how close it was to, you know, departing. You know, it was really unfortunate, and you know, I wish I could have been there to start the year, but you know, I'm glad that we got it worked out and the recovery was pretty quick. So
first pitch tomorrow is 11:05 a.m. Are you the only guy excited about the 11:05 because it's your season debut?
Probably, but you know, everybody's going to show up ready to go, so we'll get it done.
Yeah, I want to talk a little bit about last year, because this is the first time we get to do this since what was an overall really good season for you. It had some awards at the end and the numbers look great. For you, what was the most satisfying part of the 23 season that you put together?
I think it was just being resilient. You know, the year didn't start off exactly how I wanted to, but, you know, over the course of a long year, you know, things even out, and I'm glad I was able to, you know, keep progressing and improve as the season went along and have, you know, have a really good end of the year.
Mm-hmm. Was it a particular pitch, or was it preparation, or, you know, in batter management? Like, where do you feel like you got different at the end than maybe early?
Yeah, I think it was just attacking guys early in the count. Once I figured out how to get in the zone early and, you know, beat guys with stuff in the zone, I think that's kind of when my game started improving.
As you were named co-minor league pitcher of the year for the Brewers and International League pitcher of the year, what about that feels special, even though you're not going to make more of it than it is, I know, and you're not in the big leagues yet, but to be recognized in those ways, what did that mean to you?
Yeah, it's great. You know, it just shows to me that, you know, I'm on the verge of, you know, completing the ultimate goal, which is to get to the big leagues, hopefully stay. But yeah, I mean, you know, AAA is the highest minor league level you can go. So there's, you know, there's nowhere else to go but up. So yeah, it's really cool to be recognized by, you know, teams around the league, my own team. Mm-hmm. So yeah, it was a good feeling.
As I sit here looking at you, am I wrong that the hair is a little bit longer than the last time I would have seen you?
Yeah, I haven't got a haircut yet, but there's one coming soon, so don't get used to it.
Is there a reason why? Like, are you a guy that, you know, I'm going to cut it if or when this or that, or is it just random?
You know, sometimes I like to save it for, you know, if I'm on a skid a little bit, it's a quick reset. Mm-hmm. You know, just mentally, like, you know, it's something's changed, but, you know, this time around, I I'm realizing the hair is a little long, and it's probably time to clean it up.
A little facial hair going here, too?
Yeah, you know, that's the off day, long travel day. We'll be cleaned up tomorrow for the game.
It is great to see you back. Go get him tomorrow.
Thanks, Jeff.
All right, Robert Gasser, this has been Sounds on Deck, presented by Pepsi. Stay tuned. The lineups and first pitch are coming up next.